Thanks for watching Cover 2 presented by AAA, Scott Kegley and Taylor Price. Here to recap the 49ers' Week 3 loss falling to the Indianapolis Colts 27-7, and Taylor, was the first time under Jim Harbaugh that the 49ers have had a sub-500 record.
Scott, the 49ers came back to work early today, looking to move past the loss. They didn't perform. They were in the game for most parts, 13-7 late in the fourth quarter, and they gave up two touchdowns, turnovers. Thursday night couldn't come soon enough. They want to get the bad taste out of their mouth, and they're ready to go.
And they're going to have to look to rebound now without Alden Smith, and we don't know how long the 49ers will be without last year's team MVP. But as Alden starts to address kind of some of the health issues that he's having, was placed on the NFI list, hope that Alden gets back, gets right, gets the help that he needs, and comes back to this football team.
The 49ers are out there supporting Alden Smith, making sure he's got to do what he has to do to be a productive player and a contributor to this team. And it's next man up. It's all about who comes up and steps in. Dan Scuda, Corey Lemonnier, the rookie, got some pressure in the preseason. They had recorded sacks, and they haven't played in the regular season. Now it's their time to step up. It's all about the next man up here with the 49ers. Patrick Willis as well, the star inside linebacker, going to have an MRI this week on his groin. His evaluation is going to be key this week. We want to see if he's going to be a healthy, ready to go. He's only missed 4 starts in 6 seasons. He's a rock of this defense. The 49ers need to step up if he's not able to play. Vernon Davis as well, being evaluated for his hamstring for a second consecutive week. Didn't play last week against the Colts. So many injuries to watch in a quick amount of time for the 49ers to bounce back, but it's almost what the doctor ordered. You lose a game like this and you need to bounce back right away. St. Louis on the road to a divisional game. They didn't beat St. Louis at all last season, so they're going to be hungry to avenge those defeats and tie.
Yeah, and AAA presenting the save of the game each week. This week, it's what you just talked about. The 49ers look to get rolling, and they get rolling quick. Thursday night, taking on the St. Louis Rams, and as you mentioned, just what the doctor ordered for this team.
The Rams are 1-2. The 49ers are 1-2. You got to advance into this division and stay close to Seattle, who's undefeated. And the 49ers and Rams have had some battles over the years, and this one's going to be no different. Colin Kaepernick is looking to bounce back 2 consecutive losses for the first time in his career. He had his first loss at Candlestick Park. The 49ers are going to need to be precise on offense. Jim Harbaugh mentioned it repeatedly this week, and he has confidence in Colin, and Colin himself is going to be rallying, looking to make some big plays in the passing game, but also in the running game. Could we see more pistol plays? Could we see the creativity of this running game? Frank Gore had 82 yards last week, looking to build on that. And it's going to be important to see because the Rams are struggling. Last week they got blown out 31-7. So can the 49ers rally this week? Can they get back in the win column? We're all going to be watching Thursday night on a nationally televised game.
Yeah, AAA presenting $5,000 to Bayview Hunters Point YMCA for the save of the game. Taylor and I will be there at the Edward Jones Dome in St. Louis. It's been Cover 2 presented by AAA, Scott Kegley and Taylor Price, 49ers.com.